One of V.S. Naipaul's novels, A Way in the World, features a character named Foster Morris. Morris is an English writer who pens a book about Trinidad in the late 1930s. Trinidad, as we just heard, is where V.S. Naipaul himself grew up. This fictional character was so convincing that some of Naipaul's reviewers actually sent out for copies of Foster Morris's novels so they could brush up on his writing. In this passage he read for us 7 years ago, Naipaul takes his fictional author to task for his failure to understand the people of the island.
He wrote of them with the utmost seriousness. He gave them families, backgrounds. He treated what they said without irony. Nothing like this had been written about local people before. He wrote of them as though they were English people, as though they had that kind of social depth and solidity and rootedness. It was well-intentioned, but it was wrong. Some of the people he wrote admiringly about, like certain lawyers and teachers, were even embarrassed by Foster Morris's misplaced social tributes. What was missing from Foster Morris's view was what we all lived with, the sense of the absurd, the idea of comedy, which hid from us our true position. The social depth he gave to ordinary people didn't make sense. That idea of a background and what it contained, order and values and the possibility of striving, perfectibility, made sense only when people were more truly responsible for themselves. We weren't responsible in that way. Much had been taken out of our hands. We didn't have backgrounds. We didn't have a past. For most of us, the past stopped with our grandparents. Beyond that was a blank. If you could look down at us from the sky, you would see us living in our little houses between the sea and the bush, and that was a kind of truth about us, who had been transported to that place. We were just there, floating.
V.S. Naipaul, winner of this year's Nobel Prize for Literature, reading from his 1994 novel, A Way in the World.